This next story comes to us from the Kind World podcast, where people talk about a single act that changed their lives. In this case, words exchanged at a grocery store. Reporter Erica Lance takes us to Augusta, Georgia.
After his wife died, Dan Peterson didn't know what to do with himself. He spent a lot of time in his garden, remembering his wife's favorite flower, white roses.
I've never been able to get a white rose to grow. All mine are red.
Before she died, Dan and his wife would do everything together. Now the world just felt darker.
I'm sitting here staring out the back window of my house, just waiting it out to see how long I was going to live.
One day, on a dreaded grocery run, Dan felt particularly depressed.
I hadn't shaved for a couple of days, and I hadn't had a haircut probably for 3 months, and didn't really give a you-know-what about anything except, well, what do I do tomorrow? Watch squirrels?
He didn't look like the friendliest man.
Tara Wood was at the grocery store that day with her 4-year-old daughter, Nora.
And all of a sudden, I come to the end of the hall, or aisle, and here's this little girl, and she's sort of bouncing up and down and pointing at me. And she said, hi, old person. Today's my birthday.
I thought he needed a friend because he was sad.
When you have a little girl bouncing up and down and being so happy to be alive, you sort of change.
He said, well, hi, little lady. How old are you today?
Little Nora told her mom she wanted a picture. So the 81-year-old and the 4-year-old posed for a photo. Nora asked him for a hug.
I don't know. It was magical and profound, and it's this cosmic sweetness that happened, you know, right in front of the dairy section of the grocery store.
Tara posted the photo on Facebook, and a woman wrote in the comments that she knew Dan, and it was the first time she'd seen him smile since his wife died. So Tara called him and planned a visit.
Nora just ran right up to him like she's known him all of her life. She was climbing all over him like a monkey. And
of course, every time I turned around, she'd come back over and hug me again.
I just promised I loved him.
I just promised I loved him, she said. When it was time to leave, Nora and her mom passed the rose bush by Dan's front door.
And it just blossomed a great big red rose.
Nora leaned over to smell it.
And it was precious to me. It's the only thing I had to give back. So I cut it and gave it to her.
With his pocket knife, he slowly carved each thorn from the stem and handed it to Nora.
That sort of sealed our friendship, I think.
From then on, Tara decided Dan was family.
They come over about every week now.
She just blows in like a whirling dervish, plunders through his cabinets, and he slaps his knee and laughs and laughs and laughs.
I go in his garden where he grows vegetables.
They giggle and tell each other secrets.
Those were little seeds that I planted when you were here last time. And look at how much they've grown already.
Oh, look at that baby one.
Yeah.
He's never going to be alone again.
Nora got me out of the loop. Gave me something to live for. It's like the sun came out. Yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Erica Lance.
That's from WBUR's Kind World podcast.